past on and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
All right, people. It's 9 o'clock out here in California, in Huntington Beach. Yeah, I'm. My whole life is consumed with. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. I'm your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point United States Merchant Marine Academy. Trying to explain a bunch of stuff going on with the Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, Admiralty, maritime issues, and more. And I'm just, my whole life has been consumed the last 10 years in defending myself against the Coast Guard, a special branch of military now in Homeland Security, that through a delegation by Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Napolitano has placed the United States Merchant Marine under the superintendence of the Coast Guard, that is now saying it's a branch of military in Homeland Security that can administer civilian affairs, prosecute, legislate, enforce, police, you name it, adjudicate, even carry on tribunals of American citizens within military courts, Article 32 courts. This program is growing. It's not being pushed back on. People don't know about it. People aren't telling other people about it. People aren't advocating to Congress to shut down these courts as they have done in the past. It's being used, I guess, as a social engineering mechanism to take out the last few of us that might know, understand, and somehow be compelled to protest and try to stop this encroachment of the military and military law as imposed upon civilian law or civil law, which is why I have the websites martiallaw911.com and crossingtherubicon.org. The websites are not the best representation of what is and has been going on, because even now I'm forced to defend myself against a branch of military that I'm not in. They're using laws, rules, and regulations that were intended for themselves and for their own personnel, but since they're not using those as civil service law for their own personnel, as civil service personnel themselves anymore, now that they're a branch of military, they're using the things that they were supposed to be using for internal remedial processes for their own Coast Guard personnel and applying them to American citizens, American civilians, as administered by a branch of military that doesn't exist within Department of Defense but exists within the Department of Homeland Security instead. We are to, and I'm not sure if he's on the line or what's up, James Corbett is going to join us here, as he always does, as our co-host from the CorbettReport.com. And I don't know, I still want to get into this a little bit more, and I hate to, you know, I hope you're not bored. I hope this doesn't, like, frazzle your brain like it does mine. Hopefully the listeners are curious and want to know more, because without proper cure, without shutting down, without understanding these courts, you can't shut them down. You can't understand why they should be shut down. You know, like I've continued to say that, and I think I hear the music coming up. It's that time. Yeah, it is. We're going to break. 800-313-9443, and hopefully James will be here with us in a moment. We'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. It is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Let me throw out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. You know, effectively what they've done is, I guess, much like in England, or, you know, and a lot of people complain about this at the founding of our country, and I didn't see them as complaints. I saw them more as what they believed and what they sought, but I think some of it might have also been complaints that what we established was not a republic or true democratic republic, although I think that the Democratic Republican Party, that was one party, attempted to enforce that and keep it for some time through 8 terms of presidents after the first two, Washington and Adams. So what is that, 32 years or so, approximately? You know, just leading into our Civil War, of course, that instead of having a king, you know, through lineage, that we instead elect a king. And from the way things are looking right now, those comments from even or surrounding the founding of our country might ring more true, because what we have now is not a representational form of government. I mean, you see what's going on in Egypt, and 85 million people, whereas here in California, one of the largest economies in the world, what, fifth or sixth or something or whatever, you know, top 10 minimally, we've got close to that in population, and nothing going on as far as civil unrest or protest or uprising as to, you know, even Schwarzenegger being in here as an Austrian citizen, and you've got all the people that he's, you know, connected to, not only Bush, but Bernanke and Greenspan and Kissinger and more, who have all their lineage going right back to, and I'm not talking this, if you're German, I could care less. You know, German people are good people. I don't happen to be German, but there's a very strong German thread, Austrian, Bavarian, German, Swiss, and more, even in the banking, coming from this area known as Greater Germania back in the day under Charlemagne, if not before, that was the United States in its time. And it was broken up by the Pope, by the Roman Catholic Church, as being seen as far too powerful. So there is also a connection there where that area of the globe and those people, and it's not the people themselves, it's more the royal families, the elites, who own and control, and then they got a good percentage that go along with whatever they say or do, who have fought for control of the world, not just Europe, but the world. And if you go to like Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, that I talk about all the time, not in a while, I guess, or not enough. I used to talk about all the time. And I'll read this one part again. It goes to exactly what's going on. But he lays out in here how the last 1,300 years, and this goes to the Habsburgs and more, and the Krupps and Thiessen, who Bush and crew, worked with, like Thiessen Steele, where Prescott Bush was, nabbed for trading with the enemy in World War II, the Nazis, and specifically Thiessen Steele, that's now Thiessen Krupp, as in Thiessen Krupp Elevators, who got the contract for the World Trade Center for the elevators. And, I've had people call on this program and say, well, that's a, good example of how the Marshall Plan worked and whatever. And problem is, a lot of these people that own and control, and these families who own and control these corporations, have had blood on their hands and on their families' hands for hundreds of years. And they don't see a problem in selling weapons to whomever will buy them. The Krupps have been making cannons since the 1500s. They even tried to convince the French to buy them back when, I think it was in the 1600s, and to use them against the Germans, who they were also selling them to. The Krupp family was involved, and as many people know, not just in making espresso machines, but gas chambers, or chambers that were used for gas chambers in Nazi Germany. These German, they're Nazi industrialists. They're not just, because there's all kinds of Germans who just want to carry on commerce, trade, and transportation and do so under the law. But then you've got these group of individuals who, by divine right, by their birthright, feel that the rules and laws don't apply to them, that they can buy and sell people, that they can, that people are a commodity, that we are chattel, that we are serfs, peasants. And they do want to see a return, if not a continuation of, because if we've ever really broken free of it, is to be debated, of this, corporate feudal state that was set up here in the colonies, even back when, and, even before that, you go back to East Indies Corporation, and that goes way back, and you can even go into issues in the Dutch government about the tulips and free trade and more back in the 1600s, and it basically took down that empire at the time, or gravely affected the country, the nation, and that people. A lot of these are the same games, just like even slavery. To say that we don't have slavery today, to where they've changed the bankruptcy laws. And before all this stuff happened with the economy, people being out on the street, millionaires, literally millionaires losing their homes, their businesses, being held hostage administratively through one type of court or proceeding or another, ending up on the street. And this isn't like one or two incidents or people this is occurring to. It's a broad swath. We've got reports now out that things in the housing bubble are far worse than what was seen in the Depression. And that, and I've been saying for some time now that we aren't in a Great Depression. We're in the mother of all depressions, not to take from you know, Saddam and the mother of all wars and his quotes about that. But, you know, why are we even in Afghanistan or Iraq? Our country can't afford it. Our people can't afford it. Even with the spin-off, like even what's going on in Egypt right now, a lot of, you know, alternative media sources are reporting the number of corporations that are benefiting from federal military contracting from what's going on specifically in Egypt right now. And I'm talking Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and more. My father used to work for General Dynamics. He was a VP of Engineering, Director of Ethics, you know, Carlyle Group. And Carlyle gave him a bunch of awards as, you know, manager and director and VP, Carlucci and Weinberger and others. And I went to a military academy. And I'm not against defense. I am not against our military. I'm pro-American. I'm pro-American government, but not like what we're seeing now. It's overt corruption, even with what I'm dealing with myself with the Coast Guard, where it's trying to turn itself into a special branch of military and Homeland Security, is overt waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement. And rather than listening to the complaints of even an individual like myself, let alone other individuals who are out there who are complaining about this, they want to ignore it and go after those who will complain or say anything, which is not, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you look honestly at our history, it is the way we do business. It is the way we've done business to an extent, because when you also start to look at it, you see that we've had a lot of good case law. We've had a lot of good changes. We've had progress. But right now we have this push, and it is, and it's clear, and I've used this analogy before about, it's the American people or the people of the world, basically like a jar of bees, and those bees in that jar are the American people or the people of the world. And that hand on that jar that's shaking it, trying to get all the bees angry so that they can throw them at someone or something, is quote unquote the establishment. When I say establishment, I mean these moneyed corporate, multi-interested, families that are not only owners and controllers of an industry or corporation like Jane Harman, who's the richest person in the House and Senate, as the heir to Harman Kardon Electronics. She also is the heir to enormous corporate dynasty. It's like having Ford as a senator or congressman. And oh my God, we do have people named Ford. You could say that they're not directly related to the Ford family. And if you do your research, you probably find out that they actually are. Even, you know, like Chrysler, the same thing. One of the academy that I went to, Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, it's the old Chrysler estate. And Chrysler donated it to the federal government to use for the United States Merchant Marine Academy, which I find was a good thing. But when you start digging into some of these affairs, some of these donations, these quid pro quo, some were honest. A lot of these people actually believed in America, and they believed in doing the right thing. And they had fought not only themselves, and many of them were the benefactors of great opportunity. But whether it be the next generation or several generations thereafter, and I saw this even back in Kings Point in the area, where a lot of the large estates were predominantly Catholic in the area, and the Catholic children or children of children, great-grandchildren, who inherited these enormous estates, rather than work and build upon what was given them, they broke up the estates, sold off pieces, so that the estates become a fraction of what they were, and they use the benefits from the estate to live off of rather than building upon it. And we've seen that going on for generations now, just tearing down what America was. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. It's 9:23 out here. And no, I was just talking to the producer, and it's like, because they're forcing me to exhaust all administrative remedies over the course of 10 years, where not only damages increase, they're denying access to the courts and using it. It is fascism, because the government has been taken over by the corporations, and the government is now using denial to get into court to bring actions either against the corporations that are being contracted out by the government to do certain things, or even to correct federal contracting violations or QTAM violations, and basically can torture you in these administrative proceedings through administrative renditions. I mean, they tried to tie me to Timothy McVeigh. I have no connection to him. They put a bolo out on me saying that it may be dangerous in these proceedings. And then they say these are not criminal proceedings. They're administrative and remedial somehow, and they're not even anything close to it. They've tried to force me under a psych exam continuously for the last 8 years or so, beginning in 2003. This is 2011. Just basically without counting months or anything. They brought charges against me for quote-unquote being depressed, trying to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent, continue to do that, and I have to somehow defend myself. You know, think of me as like Terry Schiavo in a corner somehow, to where I'm an individual. They're saying I'm medically, mentally incompetent. The government is saying this. Homeland Security is saying this. Denying me defense counsel, treating this as a criminal proceeding. I mean, it's a total star chamber. Denied witnesses, denied discovery. It's a completely one-sided case. The Coast Guard is the complainant. The citing or summoning party, like a police officer, like think DMV or a traffic ticket or something. They're the investigating party. Think of like, you know, investigators in the police department. They're the prosecution. Think of like a city attorney or a state attorney or a U.S. prosecutor, U.S. attorney. And all those are the same person. And guess what? They're also a branch of military or a uniform commissioned officer, JAG officer in a branch of military that is saying that it can police, regulate, enforce, adjudicate civilian affairs and thus make civilian law. And nobody gets it. I don't understand. I mean, I've been begging for help for people to step forward with money, legal help, some sort of quote-unquote angel, somebody to try to explain the situation, circumstances better than I can, because obviously I'm not doing it well enough. If you search my name on the internet, Lieutenant Eric Schein, you'll find all kinds of stuff. There's one report I'm looking at right now. It's the Coast Guard Hates Whistleblowers, Eric Schein's story. It was an NMA report, number 429L, revision 2. It's put out on July 9, 2008 by the National Mariners Association. And it gets into a lot of this. And this is like 3-4 years ago. And it gets into like how the prosecutor, and who's the citing somebody party, complainant party, investigating party, they even call him an IO, investigating officer. But then they're saying these aren't police proceedings somehow, that they're not criminal proceedings somehow. They're trying to say like they're federal misdemeanor charges, almost like a, you know, DMV complaint, to get around the Constitution and due process and, you know, right to counsel and more. Even though I'm provided counsel in these proceedings, I've been stripped of it. I'm supposed to have it under our shipping articles, 46 USC 10302. The documents that we work on. But the Coast Guard is treating me as if I'm in the Coast Guard for all intensive purposes to hold on to me, prosecute me, do whatever they want with me, keep me in these proceedings, but then not then deny me and not provide me the rights and benefits like legal counsel, JAG counsel, per diem, pay, medical benefits, and more that I would get if I were in the Coast Guard. And it's just, I mean, it's beyond perverse. And it is torture. And, you know, unless you've endured it yourself or really gotten your mind around what's going on, you might scoff at that and say, ah, yeah, whatever. To have anybody forcibly, you know, medicated, let alone forcibly examined, quote unquote, under a psych exam, is not our country. I mean, might as well be in Egypt. And maybe that's what they're protesting over there now about. Let me go to caller, Carlisle and Minnesota, I think. You there? Carlo.
Eric Schein, my brother.
What's happening?
Sounds like you're doing a little bit of complaining tonight.
Yeah, what are you calling about?
I think we're really sick and tired of you coming on the air and complaining.
Next caller. Thank you very much. I'm going to read the historic consequences of the Long War, which is what I was trying to get to first. And this is from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, and this gets into this whole thing about, you know, basically trying to turn us into a you know, military police state so they can turn us back into a colony or a feudal state to where you don't have any rights anymore, your property. The historic consequences of the Long War. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state. Whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. We'll get back to that when we get back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. And, yeah, you know, I guess I just banned Carlisle from the show. He called in last week or a week before. He's called in, I think, at least once, if not twice. And whether he's calling in drunk or whatever his problem is, I don't know. Our country was actually founded on, you know, its First Amendment, your right to redress of grievances. It's one of the things that caused... a lot of people to die in Revolutionary War because our grievances were unheard. You know, we've got, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in our world, in our country, like the bailout, mortgage scandal, all this BS one way or another, no matter what you believe about global warming, instead of doing something about it, you know, Al Gore has become a billionaire off this industry. Instead of creating or doing something positive, and I'm not talking about carbon taxes, I'm talking about doing something to strengthen the ice fields. You know, we've got the engineering, we've got the technology, we've got the manpower to do it. If they really believe, and now people are saying that we're going into another little ice age, if they really believe this, then why aren't they taking constructive steps, just like, you know, the space program and what we did there to land a man on the moon, that employ people. That employ people in good jobs with good wages, with good benefits, and solve a lot of the problems rather than profiting off of all these rumors and doomsaying and saying that the world is going to end in 2012 and, you know, the world was going to end in 2000. Remember the stupid millennium bug? And there was a real problem there, a legitimate problem, but it was blown a million-fold out of proportion just to scare people and to make a lot of money in software and hardware sales and development, because they're saying, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. Fear and terror. Oh, we don't know what's going to happen. Everything could shut down and the world could end, just because of the millennium bug and the clock. And how long did they know about, and how many big brains did they put on, at least analyzing the problem to say, look, there's not a real threat here. You know, it's kind of like, even the Navy and DOD had some problems with it and stuff. They had bigger problems in trying to take software from Gates and others and apply it to run ships where glitches in that shut down whole ships where they had to be, and I'm talking like missile frigates, DDGs and more, where they had to be towed back into port because of problems with, you know, taking off-the-shelf hardware that hadn't been properly scrubbed and applying it to multi-billion dollar missile platforms, Aegis class destroyers. Let's go to another caller real quick. I want to, it's Daryl in Iowa.
Yes, Darryl. Thank you, Eric. With all of the money which the U.S. government spends on all these various different projects, I have to think that your case here is worth at least $100,000, but I'm thinking...
No, we're talking about $10 million with what they've done. They sent the guy that's actually prosecuting me, they sent him away to Hastings Law School in the middle of all this. He took leave in 2003, goes to law school, becomes a JAG officer, gets promoted to lieutenant commander, comes back in 2007, takes back over the case, and then holds the hearing 5 years later.
How much money do you think it would be appropriate for you to be awarded? Would it be a half a million, do you think?
What, to me?
Right.
Not with what's gone on. I don't know if you understand what I do or what I make as a engineering officer. I mean, guys that are in my union that worked, say, 30 years in the industry, they were getting buyouts on their pensions of $1 million. That's setting aside all the money that they made every year in working in the industry as an engineer. We make, you know, on a 90-day job, I can make, depending on what position I'm in, 30 to 60 grand or more.
Would you be happy if you were paid $2 million, or would that not be enough money for you?
I don't know why you ask that, because one of my grave concerns is the Coast Guard should not be doing this.
That's right, but how much money would satisfy you?
Why do you even ask that?
Would it be about $2 million? Do you think would that be enough?
Why do you even ask that?
I'm just wondering, how much money are you seeking?
I'm not seeking anything at the moment. I'm being prosecuted in a branch of military that I'm not in.
Nobody is prosecuting you, you little pussy.
All right, next caller. You know, all you have to do is go to the record and look. The Coast Guard has brought charges against me. Charges is prosecution. They're using JAG officers in what's clearly a military tribunal. The Coast Guard is saying it's a branch of military. It's saying I'm a civilian. People just don't, you know, these callers that call in for whatever reason and don't want to get their mind around the issues here, and why he's trying to even bring up some kind of settlement. I'm talking about the Coast Guard shutting down and stopping these JAG proceedings. They've even declared in these proceedings that they're in Article 32 and that I'm a civilian. Those two things should never meet, ever. A JAG officer in the Coast Guard should not be the prosecutor in any kind of proceedings. To say that, you know, if this were a murder trial, it would be bad enough, but this isn't a murder trial, although they've tried to play games and, you know, basically trump this up into some kind of criminal proceeding to where they've tried to tie me to Timothy McVeigh, put out a bolo on me, and more. You know, I don't know why these people have such love for the Coast Guard, who's breaking the law. And there's a lot of good people in the Coast Guard. There's a lot of good people throughout, you know, all levels of the Coast Guard. But there's also, it doesn't mean that there aren't corrupt individuals like Admiral Allen or Admiral Loy. Admiral Loy's now working for Lockheed Martin. Same individual helped set up the TWIC card for Lockheed Martin, who's now running a biometric ID card system for transportation workers that is soon to become the new national ID for all people. It'll be your ID card. It will be your library card. It'll be your passport. It will be your worker card, your immigration card. It will be one ID as a biometric ID as to who you are and what rights or responsibilities or license or degree or anything else that not that you have or that you've earned, but that you're allowed to keep. Because then they can use these quote-unquote ministerial agencies, these administrative agencies, to come after people. The Coast Guard's even declaring that they base these proceedings on criminal law, criminal proceedings. But then they're denying the federal rules of criminal procedure to apply. They're even denying the federal rules of civil procedure and evidence to apply. They're denying discovery. They're using hearsay within hearsay. And, you know, I'm sorry you can't get your mind around that. You know, maybe if you put the bottle down and start to think about some of these things, and instead of, you know, calling from whatever mental ward some of these people are trapped within, you know, they need to cut off the phone privileges for some of these people. I'm sorry. Don't call my show or other shows from a mental ward. And I hate to say that because at some point, even the people in the mental ward, you know, need to be heard. But they need to do it with maybe some guidance or counseling or somebody instructing them on what to say or how to say it instead of calling in showing their ignorance of the issues. And I hate to even just go off like that, but at some point it's ridiculous where you got these jackals and morons calling into shows and playing agent provocateurs. Just like what is going on in Egypt right now, and where they had the secret police out in the protests trying to cause disarray, disorder, to disallow civil protest. You know, even now, I had formal civil complaints, federal district court, and the Coast Guard. As a branch of military, has stepped on those. And now we've got Carlisle calling in again under an assumed name, and, you know, sorry, I ain't gonna allow it. Don't drink when you call the show. Don't smoke pot when you call the show. Unless you can handle yourself, but, you know, apparently a couple individuals haven't and can't. If you want to talk about the shows, you know, that's what America was based on, and that's how we've improved, is people's ability to complain. And you can call it whining or whatever, but we've got some serious issues here. Look at what's going on in our country. Look at the economy. Look at unemployment. Look at who's in charge of the government. Look, you know, to where even Obama, in his position, has come out worse than and Bush did, and said that he could assassinate American citizens overseas. Without due process, without a hearing, without, you know, grabbing them or taking them back through extradition or whatever means into the United States and trying them, putting them on trial. How can we, even these farmers or people from Afghanistan, whatever they did, how come we cannot prosecute them? How come we cannot bring them to trial? They did something, bring the evidence, bring the proof, or let them go. You know, at some point, because we've held on to them and tortured them and put them in a position to where they don't like us, doesn't mean that they shouldn't be released if we don't have any evidence, can't produce charges, and do it in a federal district court where they're protected. Coast Guard has set up this whole court system outside of the law, outside of the federal district courts, where they're carrying on their own subpoenas, their own warrants, they're issuing subpoenas and warrants to themselves as a branch of military to go after and seize records and even medical records and more of who they're identifying as civilians. You know, that's as bad as the video that's put out that Manning was allegedly involved in pertaining to the shooting of the Iraqi civilians from the helicopter. You know, how come we can't straighten these things out? Why don't we have people that are at some level or adults to step in and say, look, this is ridiculous. We can't be doing this. We don't have the time to do this. We don't have the money to do this. You know, they've spent literally 10 million dollars on this lawsuit against me, and in stepping on, because it's worth billions in what they've done with the shipping companies and where they've been stealing from the federal government through DOD and DOT and line items on federal contracts, these large shipping companies like ASM, APL, PCS, Patriot Contract Services, Matson, Maersk. Many of these companies aren't even American companies anymore, like APL. They're all shell companies overseas. And yeah, people want to call my show and chastise me and throw out a bunch of BS rather than talk about the real issues, you know, and what's going on in our country. Let me, I'll bring Ken on real quick, but if it's Carlisle again playing games, then we're just going to hang up on him. But Ken.
This is, my name is Ken. I was calling. I think that you deserve at least $1 million.
All right. Next caller. All right. You know, what's the point in, I'm not asking for anything on this show. I'm doing this, for free. It's actually at a great cost to me to try to get out and warn people and tell them what's going on. And instead of, trying to understand the issues with the Coast Guard and that we're not supposed to have a branch of military and Homeland Security. All branches of military are supposed to be in DOD, not DOT, not DHS. Coast Guard came from DOT, Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense. They're not a regular part of the Department of Defense. The only time that they're in Title 10 or the UCMJ or come under the UCMJ is when they're in DOD, under the Navy, in a declared war. Or other circumstance to where there's an executive order doing that. But this delegation by Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Napolitano in 170.01 that claims authority not only over Coast Guard personnel under Title 10 UCMJ and grants the Coast Guard military authority in Homeland Security by Napolitano, who's not she's not the Department of Defense. She's not the Secretary of Department of Defense. But she's granting by delegation control by a branch of military, not only by its own personnel in DHS, the Coast Guard, but also over civilians. And I'm, you know, if you don't see what's coming, if you don't hear it, I'm sorry. But there's a lot of people out here who are warning and saying, look, you know, this is the, I don't want to draw the analogy, Battle of the Bulge, or, but, you know, crossing the Rubicon. To where you've got the military crossing over into civilian commons. To where you have this self-declared branch of military saying that they have the authority to administer civilian law, civil law. Even in my own proceedings, the individual who's supervising civilians involving in my own case, involving civil law, my ability to get an extension of time, to get the records and more, is a commander in the Coast Guard. So you have a military officer, JAG officer, supervising civilians in making civilian law. That's not how it's supposed to be. It's the other way around. And at some point, there's no Secretary of the Coast Guard in Homeland Security, like there is a Secretary of the Navy. The Coast Guard is comes under the direct authority of the President. So at some point, you know, through neglect, defect, default, or intent and knowledge, the Coast Guard is acting as a branch of military under the authority of the President in Homeland Security. And I'm sorry, that's not our country. That's not the way things are set up here. We don't have branches of military outside of the Department of Defense. We don't have branches of military in charge of civilians. We don't have branches of military acting as the DMV of sorts for the maritime industry. You know, that's supposed to be, if we're going to do it, like for drunk driving, for boats or anything else, that's supposed to be local sheriff, harbor patrol, et cetera, et cetera. If the Coast Guard gets involved, if the Coast Guard is going to do anything, it can't do it in its own little police courts, minimally, or military police courts. It's supposed to be doing it in federal district court. It's not supposed to raise issues like McVeigh and Moore and, you know, put out a bolo on somebody and then hold their own little court and see how that affects somebody and how they feel about it and then force them into a psych exam instead of holding a hearing. But that's exactly what's going on. You don't want to believe that? Go research it on the internet. Go read about it. Go see what's going on. Go see what the Coast Guard is saying itself on its own website. It's www.uscg.mil. It's a website, Homeport. It's saying it's a branch of military now, not in Department of Defense, but in Homeland Security. So don't call me with all this, these jackals and morons and idiots who just want to call and harass and harangue and get off topic and not listen to reports from individuals who are not only concerned for their own health and wealth and life and welfare, but for that of the rest of the nation. Because I understand, by the way that I go, so may you. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. And I'm going to Carl in Cleveland real quick. We got very limited time. Hopefully we've got some real callers here who are calling in with their concerns about what's going on. And Carl.
I'm extremely concerned with what is going on, and I think that James Corbett had done a fantastic job. Oh, is he with you tonight?
No, he's not. He had something else to take care of, and I do appreciate his time. Is there anything real quick, because we got a couple other callers I want to get to, and I appreciate James' efforts, and he's done wonders in trying to, help out.
I'm just curious. Why would James Corbett get on board with
you? All right, we're going to go to Kat in Ohio. Kat, I think it's Ohio. Kat.
Off and on for quite some time to you, and I really appreciate what you are trying to expose. It is very, very, very important. And, you know, it's just like the de facto government saying we're not under admiralty law anymore here and lying about it. And I really don't appreciate these callers. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. They obviously don't get it.
And, well, but it's not even that they don't get it. They're calling in to obstruct and to screw and play games and, you know, not take seriously what's going on. It's the same thing that's going on in Egypt with the people upset. And they're trying to get out, and Mubarak is out there with his goons trying to beat people up and
right.
disturb legitimate protests.
Yes. And I think that people mostly are so consumed with what's going on right here in, you know, the United States that they haven't taken the time to consider what you're talking about. And it all comes down to Obama taking over everything, actually.
Well, but it's not just Obama. Even if Obama is Jesus Christ and a saint in his own right, even if it's leaving these things in place for the next guy who may not be.
Uh-huh.
That's what's important. It's like no one should have this power.
No.
Obama has even claimed the right to assassinate American citizens overseas abroad.
That's what I keep telling people.
Hold on, Kat. Let me bring in Kenny real quick. Kenny,
sure.
You there? We just got a couple minutes.
Sure.
Kenny.
Jenny, is it Jenny you're looking
sorry,
for?
Sorry, Jenny. Yeah, Jenny.
I just wanted to tell you, I know you're telling the truth, and because these very bizarre, bizarre things are happening, and I just want to shed a little light on it.
Real quick, just got a couple minutes.
There's a global organized crime. They call themselves the Kingdom of Satan, and it's very secretive. Very powerful, and they have infiltrated every church, every government, every financial institution, business. They get into power and authority positions by murder, lying, thieving, extortion, threatening. They operate.
Well, it's a criminal syndicate. And it doesn't matter what name you put on it, whether it's the mafia, organized crime, the Roman Catholic Church.
Banks are gangsters.
Yeah,
banks
they are.
Are gangsters.
But every time they raise their head and people like myself come under their thumb, other people have to step forward. If you don't do anything about this, it will be your doorstep next. And
trying to murder me for like nine years.
Kat,
I
want to go back. Hold on one sec. Kat.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead, Kat.
I just appreciate your work, Eric. Keep on, please.
Hey, sorry about that. Mike, you there? Producer. Yeah, okay, you know what, right? All right, that's... Yeah, I wish all the callers would try at the beginning of the show next week, and the legitimate callers call in at the beginning, not the end. And I appreciate all the calls, appreciate all people's concerns. People need to stop saying about religion and race and whatever. We've got it goes back to kingdoms, royal families, this lineage of families who are all interconnected, intermarried. And why do you think John Kerry married Teresa Heinz, the heiress to the Heinz dynasty, now attached to John Kerry, who didn't have the wherewithal to step forward and stop the guy from getting tasered? Remember that? Don't taser me, bro. Don't taser me. Peace, people, out. I could use some help. Angels, where are you?
The next